Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Why don't you come on around the side with me here and let's get ready to get our fingernails dirty and into the dirt and see who we've got in the yard today. Rosie?
Ho, ho, ho. I'm going to simplify
for 30
your
years,
landscaping and
an
gardening
institution.
Rules.
Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Getting Rosie on the House. See? You get me involved and I start pushing the wrong buttons. But look, I was talking about simplifying. Roman, come over here. I know when y'all get John Jay in, you're talking about everything folks want to talk about. And folks, y'all are welcome to call in here the last show of the year, 1-888-767-4348. And we'll help you any way we can about landscaping, gardening, hedging, trimming, fertilizing, cutting, mowing, whatever. But I want to show you how simple lawn care can be, buddy. Come here. Come over here. Let me open this. I want to open this tool shed for you. This is my landscaping tool shed. Now, as I open a door, you can see there's only two tools. A steel ranch hand chainsaw and a Red Dragon flame-throwing weed eater. You cannot simplify yard maintenance any more than that.
That is not good news for the plants.
Well, you know, we haven't planted it. We've got that beautiful area set up for a garden in our backyard. We haven't planted it in, 3 years now?
You've been keeping me too busy.
Well, I've been keeping you too busy to garden because our last garden produced one $64 tomato.
They tell me you have to be willing to experiment. It's not going to go right the first time.
You know what? As long as I know stands them running, Jay Harper, Romy Romero, and Greg Peterson.
Oh,
I don't need a farm.
And Tom Postorino.
And Tom Postorino. Yes, absolutely.
He grows amazing eggplant.
Well, he's kind of overdue for a delivery, by the way, if you're listening, Tom.
Well, and your urban farm, he brings his goodies often.
Yes, he does. So, I mean, as long as I know all those folks, I'll fix their screen doors. They can grow my tomatoes. Is that a good deal? Is that a fair trade?
That's fair.
All right. But if you've got a landscaping or gardening question and you're up with us here this morning on this beautiful Saturday morning, go ahead and give us a ring toll-free at 1-888-767-4348.
You can also text questions into 411-923. If you have a picture you need to do a little plant or insect identification, you can email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. I'll be honest, I haven't had a garden in the last couple seasons either. We've been busy with a lot of other projects and build-outs. I'm looking forward to...
But you got your tree orchard going.
Summer.
You got your 60 trees.
Yeah, that's
going.
Been...
And they're looking very good.
And see,
they're looking good, bud.
That's the key. If the vegetable garden was as hands-free as an orchard, we would do it a lot more. The orchard, you set up your irrigation, you fertilize, you go pick the fruit, you got to trim it here and there, and you know a garden that needs day maintenance. We've got enough things right now that require
feeding.
day maintenance that the garden just was too much. But I do have aspirations to have big okra
in the future when you're an empty nester and you're down to just four or five horses and three or four goats and 10 or 12 chickens, you know, in about 20 years, you'll be ready to plant another garden.
Or maybe Landry or Remy will decide that they like to garden.
That's mm-hmm. true. Get them recruited. That's awesome. That's awesome. So the e-commerce store, I was kind of, I watch it a little bit from the analytics side. The number one selling item we've got in the Rosie on the House e-commerce store has to do with landscape and garden, and it's not a chainsaw or a flamethrower.
No, it's the Thorn Armor gloves by Hex Armor. That manufacturer, Hex Armor, has been the most popular for our entire e-store. The e-store, we've done a really soft launch on it. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about it or promoting it. We've pushed it a little here and there just to make sure all the bugs are working. Anytime you have something new or you're creating something, it takes a little while to get the bugs out, and we didn't want to get extremely elaborate and have this huge expensive cost in getting going, but yet we still want it to be nice and functional and up to our standards. So we've been playing with it, and since I guess it was about May, right after the National Hardware Show, we put our first one on there, the Franklin Stud Finder.
Right.
The electronic stud finder we've been using for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years yes. now it's been.
Best one on the market.
Oh, it's funny. When we went to do the video on the product review for it, we were going to pull out all the other stud finders to show, you know, here's why we like it and how much better it works. Well, nobody had any of their old ones anymore. They'd thrown them all away. They were just taking up room in the toolbox. So that was the first one we added. But then the Thorn Armor gloves, they are designed exactly for that, to be thorn-proof. They're Thorn Armor. It was originally designed to be to fit the need for the medical industry when they're going through hypodermic needles in the trash and they're sorting out all of medical waste.
Oh.
They needed something to make sure that they didn't get punctured by the needles. So then they realized that there was also a niche for this in the consumer market in the Southwest for cactus and people that trim trees or
Texas ebonies,
mesquites, Palo Verdes, all those nasty thorns.
Oh, just bougainvillea and stuff. You know, there's not a lot of pyracantha anymore, but I mean, any of those that you're handling that are sticky, these gloves work great. And I'll tell you, they are not absolutely 100%. Like, we use them when we're harvesting our prickly pear pads to juice the fruits. But they're infinitely better than anything else we've tried. That's for sure. But they work great trimming and working in the around the Texas ebonies we've got on the property.
So the front that covers the palm and the fingers is a puncture-proof pad. And then the back, they have it woven so it's breathable. It's a fabric, and it creates so your hands don't get completely super soaked. Soggy. But that's been our number one seller this year is the Hex Armor gloves. And our goal for next year is to have a new product every 2 or 3 weeks. We have a list of over 200 products that we've previewed or people have sent us or we found at the National Hardware Show. I bought one Tuesday at Sherwin-Williams. It's a 3-in-1 caulking hand tool that I'm going to try out. You know, anytime we find something that is greatly beneficial, and we strong emphasis on American made, you know, we'll put them in the e-store and have them there available as you're doing a project, or maybe you want to get something done. You know, you'll have the complete tool package. You can get the materials. It's just one more way that we can help connect our listeners to the best products, support American manufacturing.
Yeah. Well, the birth of the e-commerce store was Jennifer's field testing products as advertised on TVs, things that you see advertised on late night cable televisions that you order, and you get, if you order now, you get 7 for the price of 1 and free shipping. And so we put Jennifer to the test of start ordering these things, and let's start seeing if they measure up to all of the claims. And I think of all the products we tested, I mean, there were only one or two. The first thing we ever tested was those coiled hoses.
Oh, those.
And the more testing we did, we found out from the hardware stores that more of those are returned than they sell.
They were such junk. But then we found that really nice one at William & Sonoma, and we've had those ever since we tested, like 3 years worth.
Yes.
So it's fun. But we're going to have some really good products to roll out this year that are going to be
good. That's being advertised on late night TV right now is, Romy, we need to find a really cheap 14-foot aluminum boat. And I want to cut the bottom out of it and put a screen door on it. And then I'm going to spray the sealant on there. And Jennifer, we're going to have you test the screen door bottom.
Across Lake Pleasant.
Across Lake Pleasant.
Well, I bought a bunch of that flex tape to try, too. I just need a hole or a broken rake or something.
But that really was the my idea of an e-commerce store. If we're going to be here, Rosie on the House, protecting the Arizona homeowners from making silly mistakes, we should be able to protect them from making silly purchases on late night TV and provide them an option.
Well, this is a little off topic than the product testing we've done for landscaping and hardware, but Romy, this MyPillow, Dad insisted I order my pillow. We probably have 30 pillows in our bedroom because he's always like, this one doesn't work, and this one works on this night. And so my pillow, we order them. I love mine.
They're junk.
He hates
his. They're absolute junk.
So I don't know what you do with that. Junk. You have to try. That leads
that
you back to testing it yourself.
That is the biggest hoax of anything they've got going on TV right now. We actually ran a poll of our listeners, and I think my side won. Junk.
I love mine.
Funny. So when you get it,
so when it
I've
runs out,
I'm
gonna stuff
it looks
a,
like.
I'm a stuff two Kleenexes in a soft envelope, and I'm gonna hand it to her and say, "Here's your my pillow."
What was your question, Romy?
What does it look like when you get it? Does it look like a regular pillow?
Yeah, it's a regular pillow. The stuffing is kind of chunky. You know, it's like, but you can put it where you want it. I got the soft one. He got the medium one. And I don't even like his medium one. I like my soft one. And you can put it all, and it just stays there all night. It's just really great. But he thinks it's, he fights with it. It puts him into an alligator roll. I'm like, give me that thing. So we'll have better reviews than that coming up.
So the e-commerce store was just step one of a handful of things we're working on bringing home maintenance, home ownership into the 21st century. And the next step on top of that is the digital home maintenance portal that we've been dreaming about in concept for a number of years and then stumbled across a software company that had kind of started doing what we were thinking, and we started working together and sharing ideas. And what this will help you do is, it'll help you remind you, hey, here's your month of January. And we've got these great calendars we've sent to everyone that has ordered it. But you can get a digital copy, and it'll go through your monthly to-dos. And then you can actually have an inventory. Hey, you know what? I don't have air filters. You know what? I need to get the cleaner for the coils on the refrigerator system. I broke my hammer last time I had it out the wood handle. You know, you'll be able to coincide your home maintenance with savings at our Rosie on the House e-commerce store for tools and filters and everything that relates to home maintenance that you're going to be purchasing anyway. And this prevents you from ending up with junk purchases.
There you go. In the outdoor living hour of Rosie on the House here this beautiful Saturday morning, last Saturday of the year, we get back, we've got Todd calling with a great question on where do I go to learn a particular outdoor landscaping skill when we get back.